WTNT 35 KNHC 160,233. Fat 5. Bulletin. Hurricane Echo Beto Advisory Number 18. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, Thursday, August 15, 2024. Echo Beto strengthens to a Category 2 hurricane as it approaches Bermuda. Preparations on Bermuda should be completed before Friday afternoon. Summary of 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 3 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 27.1 North, 68.1 West. About 410 miles, 660 kilometers south-southwest, of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds 100 miles per hour, 155 kilometers per hour. Present movement north-northeast, or 25 degrees at 14 miles per hour, 22 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 968 millibar, 28.59 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. A hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. A warning is typically issued 36 hours before the anticipated first occurrence of tropical storm force winds, conditions that make outside preparations difficult or dangerous. Preparations to protect life and property should be rushed to completion. For storm information specific to your area, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and outlook. At 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 3 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 27.1 north, longitude 68.1 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the north-northeast near 14 miles per hour, 22 kilometers per hour. This general motion is expected to continue through Friday, followed by a slower north-northeastward motion on Saturday. A faster northeastward motion is expected later in the weekend. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto is expected to pass near or over Bermuda on Saturday. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 100 miles per hour, 155 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next day or so, and Echo Beto could be near major hurricane strength on Friday. Echo Beto is forecast to be a large hurricane near Bermuda on Saturday. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles, 95 kilometers, from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 265 miles, 425 kilometers. The estimated minimum central pressure based on data from an Air Force Hurricane aircraft is 968 MB, 28.59 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadc-5.shtml. Wind. Hurricane conditions are expected on Bermuda Saturday, with tropical storm conditions likely beginning Friday afternoon. Storm surge. A dangerous storm surge is expected to produce significant coastal flooding on Bermuda in areas of onshore winds. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Rainfall. Echo Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 6 to 12 inches on Bermuda with isolated maximum amounts up to 15 inches. This rainfall may result in considerable life-threatening flash flooding. Surf. Swells generated by Echo Beto are affecting portions of the Turks and Caicos Islands, the Bahamas, and are beginning to reach Bermuda. Swells are expected to reach the east coast of the United States overnight and continue into the weekend, and could reach portions of Atlantic Canada by late Saturday. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Please consult products from your local weather office, and stay out of the water if advised by lifeguards. Next advisory. Next intermediate advisory at 2 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Next complete advisory at 5 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Kenji Alozie.